Go. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Plebeian Stands Football Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Delfino, and joining us, as always, our very own commissioner, Ryan Fitch. Ryan, thanks so much for coming.
Oh, glad to be here. Happy Halloween, everyone. Hopefully everyone's enjoying their favorite Halloween candy.
Oh, yeah, I should have started with that. Yeah, we are recording this live on Halloween, so who knows what spooky things may come out. And perhaps scariest of them all is the reigning champ on the pod for the first time since his win, Chris Davey. Chris, thanks so much for coming out.
Thanks for having me. I think you're also missing reigning two-time champ. You've really missed that in all of these discussions this year.
You are back-to-back, aren't you?
Back-to-back champion.
Wow. Going for three, by all accounts, if we look at your team.
I don't know. Might be too soon to get into that.
Too soon to get, I mean, that's why you're here. You know, you're here to talk about your team. Chris, what has been your strategy? Because every week we look at your team, you're churning running backs, normally without a kicker. I mean, I guess that is the strategy, but walk us through that a little bit. What is this, Moneyball? Are you Brad Pitt? Am I Jonah Hill? What's happening?
No, I think I downloaded some auto draft rankings because I was playing volleyball the night of the draft. And the source I used was a 3-wide receiver league. So I'd over-indexed receivers.
Right, but then
I've just been scraping the bottom of the barrel to try to overcorrect for that. I didn't get any running backs to start and had to get creative.
Turns out most running backs suck, though. So
yeah. So you kind of were smart to index on wide receivers in a weird way. That seemed to work out in your favor. I did that, and I still got a mediocre team. So, you know.
Yeah, I've done some reflecting on it. I think we can talk about my trade with Nicole at some point, but I think it makes sense to avoid running backs in the draft because about half of them get hurt within 4 weeks, and after 4 weeks, you just aggressively go after whoever's still standing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we can get into right now. I mean, you traded for Travis Kelce. You traded for Travis Etienne with Travis Kelce. Excuse me. Working on your favor, Etienne's been great. Really solid running back. And I agree with what you said, too. And, like, truthfully, I tried to adopt a similar strategy. Like, don't worry about running backs. They all get injured anyway. A mid-tier running back could be fine for a while.
The goal isn't... Go ahead, Ryan.
No, you're good.
The goal wasn't necessarily to have the best team week one. It's to have the best team for the playoffs.
True.
And I figured the best shot at having the best team for the playoffs is wait and figure out running back later.
And it's helped that there's been five playable running backs and everyone else kind of is fine week to week and you kind of figure it out and hopefully they score a touchdown.
I mean, that's where I'm at. Like, I have mid-tier running backs, but normally one between the two of them, one of them usually does fine, and that's, like, enough. And if you have a good wide receiver, it doesn't really matter. So, I don't know. We're not in a running back league anymore, I think it's safe to say.
Yeah, I think this year more than ever has shown that.
Would you try to boost running backs in the future, Ryan?
I don't know. It's hard to say, because then what are you going to do when the Etienne's, the McCaffrey's,
Yeah, some sort of exponential
the other ones who are doing well.
Yeah, it's hard to say. It really, really is. But yeah, I don't know. Chris, what are your thoughts on the league this year? Any big trends you're seeing? Anything that is interesting to you?
No, it's been a competitive league. I like that everyone's still in it. Like, apart from Melissa, everyone's still got a shot at the playoffs here.
I mean, yeah, wow. The standings are really incredible again 2 weeks later after we last talked about this.
Yeah.
That 1 through 12 are one game within one game of each other. When you look at the standings, they almost don't quite make sense. But they technically do.
And Richard's sitting there at 13, and he's still got a shot. He's got a good team.
He's just two games out, and then you have Melissa, who's a few games out.
Yeah, Melissa's a brutal 1-7.
Did call that one. I did say Melissa had one of the worst drafts, though.
Yeah, it holds true. It holds very true. Mm-hmm. Well, Chris, we didn't just bring you on to grill you about your team. We also brought you on to grill you about the beer-making process in a game that I'm like to calling Sip or Swig. really for no other reason than the fact that it has to do with beer. Now, I've done a beer game for you before, but this is the first time that I had Claude AI make a beer game for you. And that really is the fun now. And if you haven't caught on, that's going to be the theme for the rest of the season for a few reasons. It's timely, it's relatively amusing, and it's very easy. So everyone get used to it.
Yeah, we're in the age of AI. Mean?
What?
How much does that last part factor into all this?
Oh, very much. Probably put the most weight on that. But, look, we're in the age of AI, and so if I'm not using it for every little thing I can, then I'm failing my Silicon Valley overlords. So.
Yeah, you're not in your grind set if you're not using AI to optimize your entire
life.
What
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. This isn't even me talking right now. I have made an AI voice bot that is just simply regurgitating lines from past seasons. So pretty easy to do. Anyone can leverage it to make their workflow easier and simpler. Chris, you know how these games work. There's going to be a prompt about the beer making process in this case, and then got to pick the right answer. Well, you have to pick the answer that Claude AI thought was the right answer. I didn't check any of these, so you can... the board's wide open. Chris?
Now all I want to do is have Claude AI make me a beer recipe.
I mean, I could do that right now. I'll do it after this game. We'll see how well it does. All right. The first question is, what is the first step in making beer? Is it A, fermenting, B, mashing, C, lautering?
That was lautering. I'm going to go with mashing. You gotta be mashing before you ferment.
Ryan's right. It's mashing.
Nice.
You're both right. It is mashing. And I guess Claude AI was right as well. All right. Easy to start. I think probably also easy the second time around. What ingredient is added during the boiling stage? Is it A, yeast, B, hops, C, malt?
Maybe not easy for everyone. Yeast.
Definitely not yeast. It's hops.
Yeah, that was between the
two. You're going to kill the yeast, Ryan. You're not going to get any alcohol.
Right, you're going to kill the yeast. You know you're going to kill the yeast.
Well, maybe Claude AI will get it wrong. Who knows?
It was hops, and Claude AI, I guess, got it right.
Claude AI's getting better week by week.
Yeah.
Claude AI, pretty good. It's really figuring things out, you know, as we feed it data. Question three. What causes the beer to become carbonated? Is it A, adding pressurized CO2, B, the yeast consuming sugars, or C, infusing nitrogen?
I mean, that's got to be the yeast. Come on.
Okay, you're locking in B?
Yeah, of course.
Chris?
So all of them are true. What did Claude AI pick up?
Yeah. All of them are true? You add pressurized CO2 to the beer?
Yeah, so when I was bottling beer, I would add a little bit of bottling sugar for the yeast to eat away at to create carbonation in the bottles. And now that I have a kegerator, I add pressurized CO2 to the tank. If you go to a bar and you get like a nitrous stout, they're adding nitrogen.
Dang. So all those things are valid ways. But I guess this is what causes the beer to become carbonated. I don't know. Well, Chris.
I'm going to mix it up so that we at least have me and Ryan not picking the same answer here and go with the pressurized CO2.
Okay, well, the Claude AI did pick B, the yeast-consuming sugars. But it sounds like all of those answers were technically valid. But I guess that does mean there's a tie, 2-2. So.
And we learned a little bit more about beer.
I'm going to ask Claude AI to make me a beer recipe. Let's see what it does. I'll read out the ingredients, Chris, and you... Okay, here's a recipe for a classic American pale ale. Wow, they're going, listing out all the instructions. Oh my gosh. Wow. This is funny. It even says bottle adding corn sugar for carbonation.
Some good instructions.
So it does even know that you're supposed to be doing that. The ingredients it has are 6 pounds of pale malt, 1 pound crystal 40 liter malt, 0.5 ounces cascade hops, 60 minutes. I don't know why the minutes are there. Chris, you might be able to elaborate on that. 5 ounce Cascade hops, 15 minutes, half ounce, these are all half ounces of Cascade hops, 5 minutes. Does that mean anything to you?
It does.
Okay.
So normally you bake times? Beer for an hour. So the hops, 60 minutes you put in right when the boil starts. And then the 15, you do 15 minutes before your boil ends.
Oh, interesting. Oh, it actually clarifies all that in the instructions it has listed out below. Well, dang, there you go.
Even beer brewing's not safe from AI.
Nothing is. Yeah, if it learns how to read a pressure gauge, we're all doomed. All right, well, that does conclude the game section. Ryan, take us on to everyone's favorite power rankings.
Everyone's favorite part of the podcast, of course. Now that Quad AI is taking over the game.
It's true.
In the same spot she was in last week, Melissa came up short in her matchup with Joe. Lowest score of the week for Melissa, so, you know. Back to the bottom she goes, and, you know, she'll probably stay there for a little bit.
Brutal.
Her team's just not good.
Yeah, you know, I get it.
Down two spots to number 13, Richard. Richard, tough matchup this week. Put up 112, a solid score. Lost to Eric with 123. Got 30 points from Sam Howell. Wasted the Sam Howell game.
I know, jeez, the Sam Howell. Unbelievable performance. I think I was literally even giving Sam Howell a hard time last week. I was like, I don't know why you're playing him. And then he had the Dan Jones flyer.
Yeah. He didn't play his right combination of wide receivers, which honestly did make the difference. But, you know, sometimes having choice is tough. You end up making the wrong decision sometimes, and you lose your matchup because of it.
Yeah, Gabe Davis.
Wouldn't know anything about that.
we'll get to you, Chris. staying in the same matchup, up one spot to number 12, Eric. Eric spotted Richard a nice zero, which is usually good. Miles Sanders, I don't know, maybe lost his job. Wasn't very involved in for the Carolina Panthers this week, but he got 35 from CD Lamb and 32 from DeAndre Hopkins, and that's gonna win you a lot of matchups.
Wow, wild. This I feel like you could have put Eric up more. You kind of left him down here because he's been on a losing streak.
Yeah, I mean, Eric could, you never know, he's not gonna set his lineup, and the whole league's 4-4. Yeah. So
it's true.
Or 5-3.
And Kirk Cousins is now injured, so
that's true. Yeah, he needs a quarterback.
Yeah. So that's going to really change things significantly.
Yeah, they're not just out there to be grabbed. Let's try to play Dan Jones.
DJ. Dan Jones flyer.
Down four spots to number 11 is me.
Oof.
Yeah. Team just kind of... No one found the end zone this week except Joe Burrow and TJ Hockenson. Got a zero.
You ran into the absolute steamroller that was Kevin. Top scorer of the week.
Did run into the top scorer. So, I mean, that makes me feel better. That...
Yeah.
My team kind of all collectively decided not to find the end zone. Defense got me a zero.
Yeah. You know, warned you about that.
It is what it is. You need your
Hockenson doing good, though. You know, I was going to do a little quick Hockenson comparison. So Sid got 14 points combined from both those running backs. Ryan, you're chilling over here at 18 points with
Hockenson. I think her replacement tight end also did better than Hockenson.
No way, really?
Yeah. Trey McBride at 20.
Oh my god. Ryan, this is why, you know, you're going to get cursed. You're going to get cursed.
My team was already cursed. I don't know.
That's true. That's fair.
Can it get more cursed? I don't know.
I don't know. You're trying to find out.
You know, if it does, it does. It's the game.
Cruz, any thoughts? Any thoughts so far on these teams? The rankings? The air we breathe?
I'd probably put Ryan a bit lower, but that's just me.
Same.
You're going to put me below Richard. I just beat Eric.
And also, despite her having a win this week, I'd put Sid down lower. Like, she's got McCaffrey and nothing else.
Well, we'll get to Sid, because up two spots to number 10 is Sid.
Wild.
I mean, her team was not just McCaffrey and no one else this week, you know? McCaffrey had a good game, but Waddle had a good game. Trey McBride had a really good game. Chris Godwin had a good game. Daryl Henderson was solid, like... She had a lot of pieces show up. Even Russell Wilson was okay.
Even Russell Wilson was okay. Says a lot. Yeah, your team kind of fired in all cylinders this week. I don't know if she's going to get that every week, but definitely nice to see. I don't know. There's a lot of no-name people on this team that I feel like week to week probably are not going to get it done. But she's still, you know, she's still low. I think it's still representative in the ranking, right?
Yeah. I mean, you're 4-4. Anything can happen.
True.
Down three spots, number 9, Nick.
Yeah, this is fair.
Deserved, you think?
That feels pretty far, but I understand. That's all I can say about that.
Yeah. I mean, Darren Waller got hurt. The rest of your team didn't do very well.
Yeah, I mean, I think Waller hurt and getting hurt is going to be bad. Is he fully out on IR or undecided?
No, I mean, we'll see what happens. You know, it's a hamstring injury, anything. You never know what's going to happen.
Hopefully he comes back. Christian Watson seems kind of useless. Don't say it's because of Jordan Love.
Because Jordan Love, for sure.
Yeah, it's probably not that reason. I mean, I think I'm going to be playing Brandon Cooks instead. I think that's fine. Sutton's been solid, honestly. He's been a good pickup. And then, honestly, my running backs have been also pretty fine. Like, they're kind of doing what they need to be doing every week.
Yeah, they're not killing you. They're not winning you the matchups.
Yeah. And that's all I can really ask for. I mean, I expect so little of them, and then they're clearing the bar every week. So I really have nothing to be mad about.
I mean, Brian Robinson's running back. He hasn't had his bye, so it's a little skewed, but he's running back 11, and
nice.
He scores like 9 points a week.
It's great. That's all you need.
With one spike week you had.
The 130-point week?
Yep.
That's the Brian Robinson flyer. You got to take it every time.
Nick, have you thought about playing Julio? You spent $30 on him.
Look, he got 7 points. They're working him in. He got 7.3 points this week. That's something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, 2 targets, 1 catch, 1 touchdown. That's efficient.
That's nice.
Yeah.
You know, look, if that's how he's going to get used and leveraged, that's great for me. It's good upside there.
You extrapolate that out to 8 targets a game?
I mean, we can only hope.
If he can actually get involved or... If he even is conditioned enough to run that many routes.
He's conditioned, don't worry. He's well conditioned. He's world class, I would say. Even Pierre Strong Jr., you know, I think he found the end zone too. He's doing great. I have no idea. I don't even know who that is. I picked him up. We'll see. Maybe it'll work out.
Yeah, those are the fires you need to take sometimes. All right. Moving on to number 8, up 2 spots is Austin.
Good job.
Austin seems pretty good. And it showed this week. Alvin Kamara is one of those running backs who may matter. Get you points consistently. Jamar Chase had a great week. And if his team just is going to get healthier, so the fact that he was able to pick up a win this week is nice because he's got a lot of points sitting on his waiting to come back and help out his lineup.
Yeah, Debo's big. Montgomery's big.
Fields.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully the rest of the team just stays healthy long enough for them to get back in the mix, and then Austin will be chilling. Still 4-4, though, so he's really kind of not where you probably want to be when you have that many injuries, but obviously, as we keep saying, everyone's still in contention, really.
Yep. And down 2 spots, number 6, Chris. How do you feel?
Deserved.
Yeah. Not playing Amon-Ra St. Brown. That's a toughie.
I got a notification at 3:55 on Sunday. Amon-Ra St. Brown listed as questionable. Just before the 4 o'clock games kicked off. Tried to Google this. It was like 4:01. I had to make a decision quickly. It turned out he had an illness. That was all I could find. Like, I just don't want to have a Bijan Robinson game. I'm going to lock in some points. Made the wrong call.
Was not enough points. Amon-Ra would have won you the matchup. That is a tough one. But yeah, so, I mean, that's what happens sometimes. We've talked about it. Having choice is bad.
Choice is bad.
You got Zach Moss. You played Zach Moss instead of Roschon Johnson. You win the matchup too.
You should have played Shaheed.
The matchup.
Yeah, I mean, you weren't going to play Shaheed, though, so I think you can...
That's the kind of deep thing you have to do on Sunday, though, is like, is Shaheed finally going to have his day?
He is just a pickup for this week to get ahead of waivers.
I mean, hey, he might be doing that every week now, so maybe you got him at a good time. I mean, and Zach, you still have four, oh sorry, three running backs on your bench. And you Zach play three running backs. I love it. I love it.
The number four running back, mainly due to when Jonathan Taylor is gone. But even last week, Jonathan Taylor had like 100 yards in the first half. And then Zach Moss saw the field the rest of the time. So who knows? Who knows what the Colts are doing? But how do you figure it out?
The Colts know.
Yeah.
I was really hoping Taylor would get traded so I wouldn't have to figure this out.
I was hoping Zach
Moss. Yeah, I was kind of hoping for that too. I mean, Ryan, you're hoping for that too, right? You're probably also like, get him off this team.
Get off this team. All right. Up four spots to number five, Kevin. Kevin's team with a nice ceiling week. 29 from A.J. Brown. One of the best receivers to have. Gus Edwards had a huge week. He seems to be the running back to have in Baltimore finally after like some shuffling going on there. George Kittle's been solid with Debo out. And Saquon's a solid running back as long as he's healthy. So Kevin's got a solid team. Really good, actually.
I like Kevin's team a lot. I mean, his weakest player is probably at QB still.
Yeah.
Which obviously Aaron Rodgers got injured. That hurts. But I don't know. Is it worth trading for a better QB at this point? Do you mess with the formula? Hard to say.
It's hard to find QB, you know? Now teams don't have QBs just ready to trade anymore.
I got a nice QB on my bench named Brock Purdy. Maybe you've heard of him, maybe you haven't, but let's talk. Let's talk trade if you need a QB.
Hasn't been the greatest.
He's like ranked number 7.
He's ranked 10, and he hasn't had his bye week yet.
That's pretty good. Top 10 QB. What's Stroud?
15. Stroud's had his bye week. So Stroud might pass Purdy this week.
No. I can't believe you'd say that. These stats are not accurate.
Stroud's going to average more per game the rest of the season than Purdy.
Wow, you really think so?
I don't know about
that. Oh, yeah.
Wow. I mean, come on, Purdy. Once the San Francisco gets some of their other players back, Purdy will be rocketing to the top. No question. Well,
Nick, trades are a two-way street.
Yeah.
You can reach out to Kevin.
I could, but I know he wouldn't accept it. I need to incept the concept first.
And then hope he reaches out to you.
Yeah. Be like, oh, it'd be crazy if someone offered me anything for Purdy. Right? Because something like that, and then they would reach out to me and offer me anything for Purdy.
Okay. Interesting. I see where your head's up.
Just saying. Joe, Ryan, what about you? Could I interest you in Purdy? Joe Burrow's, you know, he doesn't have a lot of wind left in his sails. Everyone's saying it.
Ah, he's Joe Burrow's back.
Windless.
And I don't really like Brock Purdy, so
You said that a lot. You don't like Brock Purdy or Jordan Love. Chris, do you also not like Brock Purdy or Jordan Love?
No.
Okay.
Not to be honest, I have not watched a single Jordan Love throw.
Can I tell you a secret? I also have not watched a single Jordan Love throw.
Let me tell you, they don't make it to their wide receiver a lot of the time. They're not good.
Yeah, I mean, as someone who has Christian Watson on his bench, I can tell you they don't make it to the wide receiver very often.
I'm pretty sure like they have been like just absolutely inept on offense in the first, like their first halves are usually so bad, and then they turn it on in the second half a little bit, but Jordan Love doesn't even show up to the stadium until halftime. But the body of Jordan Love is still throwing the ball into the ground during the first half.
You know, he's still learning, and he's a second half QB. That's okay. It's a good QB.
Yeah, when his team's down 15.
Yeah.
All right. Down one spot to number four is Almog. Almog's team just collectively laid an egg this week. Davante Adams, nothing. Keenan Allen didn't score a touchdown. Mike Evans.
Your top player is your kicker.
Yeah, Tony Pollard didn't have a good week. Kenneth Walker didn't have a good week. He's got Jordan Addison on his bench and collecting dust, and he's been pretty useful, but he just lost Kirk Cousins, so who knows what happens there.
Yeah. Really a really a bit of a downward trend here for Almog's team. I feel like it just goes to show you can be riding really high a few weeks and then all of a sudden come kind of crashing back down. I don't know. I think if I'm Almog, I'm really hoping Davante Adams gets traded. I've heard that in the rumor mill. Ryan, what do you think about that?
Trade down. Didn't happen. Trade deadline passed. Didn't happen.
It's already passed?
Already passed.
Brutal. So you're telling me Adams is stuck with Garoppolo until end of time?
Yeah,
until Garoppa throw?
Until he yeets Garoppolo off the top floor of the Encore.
He got frustrated. He might. He might do that.
Yeah. I mean,
those rooftop parties, they get out of hand. Yeah. I still like Allmark's team, but he has a lot of question marks now where there weren't question marks. Don't know what you do. I mean, I feel like Kareem Hunt's been doing pretty well week to week, even though his projections have been low. Am I crazy? No, he's been doing good. He's been getting...
Yeah. Well, he's been scoring touchdowns, which is pretty big.
Mm.
So he hasn't been like the best, but you know, he's scoring touchdowns. Kind of nice.
He's a touchdown running back. That's no small thing.
Nope.
That's where you want to be.
I mean, Chris will tell you, he's got the other guy. So.
Yeah. Jerome Ford. I think I have... no way, I have someone who's on a different team. Yeah, I don't know. I still like Allmark's team. I think, you know, he always needs more better performances out of some of his key players. But yeah, Kirk Cousins being gone is really going to affect a lot of fantasy teams. I think he was feeding a lot of players, and now I don't know. That might increase Madden's in stock, though, at the same time. So once again, that trade with Sid maybe is going to be interesting to see.
Yeah.
Allmark's also got Kyler on his bench, and it looks like the Cardinals just traded their starting quarterback.
Yeah, but they also said they're going to start the rookie. So who knows what's happening.
Yeah, but Kyler's got to be close.
Then also the new Call of Duty comes out November 10th. So there's a good chance Kyler just says, you know, I'm going to skip this season.
So you get 1 week of Kyler, Call of Duty comes out, and then you go back to Geno?
Yeah, probably going to be the move. You got to grind those Warzone ranks on the start of the new game. You know, that's the best way to... get first in the leaderboards and hold it.
And complete the battle. You want to complete the battle pass.
And it's time consuming still. Like, I get it. Like, if I was trying to train for, you know, a $200 million football contract or play COD, like, I don't want to pick it every time. COD. Like, God. You gotta. Leaderboards are forever. They're stored in the cloud.
And football's temporary.
Football's temporary. I don't even know who a QB was. I couldn't even name QBs from 2 years ago. So, I mean, yeah, football really is temporary. But I can name the top 10 of every COD leaderboard for the past decade. Easy.
Yeah. Definitely could do that.
XOXO Sniper.
Next week.
All right. Down one, or up two spots to number three, Peter.
Wow.
Yeah, Peter's been out. He's won two in a row. He's the longest win streak in the league.
He never thought he'd see the
day. Yep. He is.
Him the only one back to back wins.
No, I mean, Sid is, Kevin is, and my mom. But those are all teams on the up and up, as we have seen. Tied for the longest win streak in the league.
Wow, Peter. It must be nice to be up there. Rarefied air. Huge.
Yeah, Peter just lost Kendrick Bourne for the season, but besides that, his team's pretty good.
Did he have anyone else who even replaced Kendrick Bourne, though? On his
bench? You can play Donta Foreman, James Conner when he comes back, Wilson, Reynolds, William, Atwell, one of them will do something 1 week. You just got to figure out
who. I was going to say, I mean, I'm looking at the bench, I'm not really seeing anyone who's like, oh yeah, that's an easy slot. I mean, granted, Bourne wasn't really like an obvious choice for a while either, so who knows.
He'll figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, this is a big win for Peter as well, beating Nicole, so that's huge.
That was a huge one. And right. down one spot to number two is Nicole. You know, she only was able to ride the number one ranking for 2 weeks. Back down to number two. The longest streak of any number one team, but the curse continues. Number one team loses again.
Lamar Jackson definitely let her down this week a little bit. Kelsey had a lower score. Team overall was good, though. Yeah, I mean, Justin Jefferson being on IR, that's going to be interesting. Is he still going to be a factor? Who knows?
That's a great question. Yeah, who knows what's going to happen there?
Yeah, Kirk Cousins getting injured does shake up a lot of fantasy teams because he had three or four wide receivers, tight end, who were really depending on him. So, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see if they
can change a lot of compositions.
We'll see if they can remain fantasy relevant, but you never know with a new quarterback, much worse quarterback coming in.
Yeah, but I still think Nicole is a really strong team just because Lamar Jackson is such a big factor fantasy point wise. And, you know, in our league, if you're scoring 100 each week, the chance of you winning is probably pretty high.
Yeah. Scores were back up this week, though. It was a high scoring week.
Yeah, no, it definitely was. Definitely more high scoring teams. But I'd say generally, like week to week, if you can get like to that 100, like you're probably going to come out on top.
Doesn't hurt to have Travis Kelce.
Does not. And right. Up one spot to number one, my mom.
Boom.
Herbert, big week. Jahmyr Gibbs, huge week. Tyreek Hill, number one player in fantasy still. So, yeah, just had another
crazy week. Crazy
Laporta, week. Laporta saw it, and she had options on her bench. Like, she doesn't want to play Zay Flowers anymore. She can play Kincaid. She can play Dotson.
Yeah, having Kincaid's huge, I think, in my opinion. And she already has a really good tight end. Your mom's a good trade candidate, but like, what do you give her without completely destroying your own team? Because she doesn't really need anything.
Yeah, so you would just want an upgrade at that point. Maybe a better third running back or something? Who knows?
Yeah, I'm not sure. But yeah, I mean, having Tyreek Hill is kind of a cheat code. And then, as we talked about too, like, once again, like, Gibbs, I don't think was on anyone's radar to be a big fantasy contributor, and here we are. So it really does prove the point of, like, just chill for running backs. Like, there's no reason to rush for running backs. No pun intended. Well, a little bit of a pun intended there.
I think she drafted him, like, the third round Nick, so.
Crazy. That's a good time to draft him, though.
Second overall. Beginning of the third round.
He was?
Yeah, third round. Yeah.
Wow.
He's on a lot of people's radar.
Well, he wasn't on Nick's.
Well, no, but, you know, the reason I'm saying, like, third round. Like, you know, you're not drafting a running back first. Like, that's what I'm kind of saying. Like, you probably want to go two wide receiver, get a running back, third round, fourth round. Seems better that way.
It's all about.
But also, you know,
all about hitting.
All about hitting. Yeah, no, it deserved.
This
I think
draft is really good.
Yeah. Yeah. No, your mom crushed the draft this year.
Tyreek, Olave, Gibbs, Herbert, Pacheco, then Dotson's the first miss, but it's followed up with Kincaid.
Yep. Man, I mean, that was a reach. That was a crazy reach.
And then Sam Laporta with the last pick.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
That pick of the draft, like if you had to go back and audit, you're like, that's a good one.
I don't know. Joe's Adam Thielen, I think, is probably the pick of the draft.
Yeah.
Zay Flowers is a good one in the ninth round, too.
Yeah. We talked about like Nicole has like Kyren Williams like near the end. She picked DeAndre Swift much later in the draft. Like Nicole has some crazy picks, too.
Yeah. I guess it makes sense that the two top teams.
Drafting well helps. Depth.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it is just luck. Cause, like, it's like, who did you get in the later rounds who turned out to be a really good pickup? Yeah. You know?
Ryan had A-Chain in the 13th.
Yeah. I had to drop him.
That hurt?
It did hurt. Because the week I dropped him was the week they decided to use him.
It's okay. You got injured again, though, shortly thereafter, so it's not like... Could have been helpful for you.
It hasn't haunted me as much.
Yeah. All right. Ryan, bring us on to the matchups.
Matchups, all right. Well, the guests had a bye week last week, and it worked out for them, because I went 3-4. Nick, you went 2-5. So nice. The guests actually passed you in the rankings.
Cool.
I still have a slight lead on the guests, maybe a game and a half. And we start with the match of the week, Chris versus Nick.
Love it.
You two are on the podcast, both 4-4, and you both have some crucial bye weeks this week. Chris projected for 80.6, with currently a full roster. Nick for 85.1, but he needs a defense and a wide receiver in his lineup. We'll see what defense he picks up. Probably gonna play Brandon Cooks, I would assume.
Yeah, Brandon Cooks can get slotted in there. That's an easy one. Drop Watson for Jones.
Yeah. Chris, you're missing Amon-Ra, Calvin Ridley, Brandon Ayuk, and Travis Etienne. What are you going to do?
Just cry in a corner.
It's a good week to be playing, Chris. Good week.
I don't know how. Like, you're probably going to play Zach Moss over Justice Hill, so... Not only increase your
projections, but
you need Rashid Shaheed to have like two touchdowns. And if I need you jump,
to go off. Two-way yeah. KC could be a good one.
Could be.
But it's in, what, Munich? Who knows what's going to happen there?
Oh, the time zone difference, never a good thing.
I have to reluctantly pick Nick.
Come on, Ryan. I'm also going to pick myself. I feel once I slot in stuff, it'll be start coming together.
I have to pick myself here. I don't like it, but no. I'm picking myself.
Respect.
I mean, I think you're still competitive. I don't think it's a... I don't feel confident one way or the other, you know?
All right. Moving on. Me versus Sid.
Wow.
I'm
the curse matchup.
107.1 Sid projected for 60, but she needs a new running back, a new quarterback, and a new kicker because it's the San Francisco 49ers bye week, so no Christian McCaffrey.
You are playing Sid in the best week ever.
That is nice. That is nice.
That's she does really nice.
She does have running backs to play, thanks to me.
Yeah, okay. Pat yourself on the back. I'm just a good citizen, just handing out players for people.
Sid's going to pick up Dan Jones, I got a feeling.
You got to take the Dan Jones flyer this week. This screams Dan Jones flyer.
Dan Jones even playing this week?
He's been banned from play for the past three games. No, I don't know.
Yeah, he got cleared. He's going to play, yeah.
They don't really care if he gets concussed. They're kind of like, yeah, put him out there.
I only half assume the Giants are playing.
I mean, I got to go with Ryan here.
I have to go with myself as well. The Giants are also on a bye, so.
Wow. Yeah, no idea who you pick up then. If Dan Jones isn't in town, I'm not around.
Yeah, let me see who the best quarterback on waivers is. It is possibly Jordan Love, so I'm going to go with Ryan.
man, if she picks up Jordan Love and that beats, and he has a huge week and beats me, that would feel bad.
God, I mean, look, I need Sid to win this. I really, really do, but there's no shot.
All right, there's definitely a shot, it's, you know.
No, Nick, there's not.
Nick, we picked the same team four times last week, and we went 1-3. There's a shot.
Nice. But I think also no shot.
Peter versus Richard. Close in the projections. Peter projected for 97.6. Rich for 96.6. Peter needs a new wide receiver. He's probably going to slide in Donta Foreman, I would assume, into his lineup. Get him like 104. Richard's team is kind of at full strength. I don't know. Maybe he'll just make some minor moves here or there. Man, God, I really don't like. I don't like Richard's team. I'm gonna pick Peter.
I'm picking Peter, but definitely worry about Derrick Henry being injured. That would probably put Pete in a really weird spot.
I think that's like a fake questionable.
Yeah, I think so too. Chris,
what's up, Richard here? Nice. Yeah, Sam Howell at New England.
Getting crushed by the D. Right? No way Sam survives.
He only needs to go like 30 yards the way our offense plays.
Yeah, that's true. Definitely true.
We got another heavyweight matchup here. Austin versus Sid. Austin projected for 98.4. Or no, not Austin versus Sid. Austin versus Nicole. And Nicole is projected for 109.3. Austin's missing Debo again. Justin Fields still out. Dave Montgomery also on bye. Hopefully he comes back the week after. Oof. Nicole missing Justin Jefferson, Kyron Williams, of course. But besides that, her team's kind of at full strength. She's playing a double tight end strategy. See how that works out for her.
Bold.
But I'm going to pick Nicole.
I'm picking Nicole as well, yeah.
Make that three.
All right.
I feel bad. I just can't convince myself that Austin seems going to come out ahead this week.
All right. Kevin versus Eric. Eric currently projected for 84.7. Kevin for 89.5. Kevin needs a wide receiver and a kicker. So we'll see what he thoughts. And he's got a lot of bye weeks. He has George Kittle, Javonte Williams, his kicker and defense, who he may or might not be keeping on his roster on byes. Eric needs a new quarterback. That's an important position. Maybe he'll take the Dan Jones flyer that doesn't exist or take Jordan Love.
The Jordan Love flyer?
Will Levis?
The Love Express?
Yeah, I don't know what else is out there. So hard to project right now. But the Kevin seems kind of on a roll, so I'm going to pick Kevin.
I'm also picking Kevin. Is this like the biggest bye week?
No, 2 weeks ago was actually the biggest bye week. But wow. A lot of important, but just a lot of good fantasy team, like fantasy important teams are on. Mm.
I'll pick Kevin too. I think there's only a 50-50 chance Eric picks up a QB.
That is true.
Yeah, you got to take that into account as well.
Joe versus my mom. Joe predicted for 86.2, my mom for 105. Joe needs to got to play Jimmy G since Trevor Lawrence is on a bye. That's usually a Jimmy good Freed. Sign.
Yep.
My mom's team's actually she's missing Gibbs and Laporta.
Full power.
Pretty much, besides that, full power.
I don't even know if missing Laporta's bad because Kincaid is arguably just as good.
No, I went to that, but you just slot Kincaid in there. You saw Zeke in there. You still project for 105? Well, I'm going to go with my mom.
Yeah, got to go with your mom.
I want to disagree again, but I can't.
That's where I'm at. I look at the team and I'm like, yeah, there's no way. Like, this is a large point differential to overcome.
Well, there is. You've got Eckler and Mostert could carry a team by themselves.
Yeah.
But Tyreek Hill offsets all that.
That's kind of the thing. I mean, Tyreek Hill, I mean, he could have a 40-point game. Like, that's not even out of the question.
No, it's not.
That's the worst part.
He's nice to have.
Yeah, it's good. It's nice to have the top wide receiver in the league. Consistently, as well.
Also, I can't pick anybody starting Jimmy G.
Why not? You saw how good his arm is. No, I don't think so. Joe's going to ride. You know Joe's going to roll with Jimmy G. Come on.
All right.
Come on.
Maybe pick up Kenny Pickett. He's got to be available.
Kenny Pickett.
Kenny Pickett's available. Add to the Steelers.
Yeah.
Is he still scoring points? Like, how many points did he get a week? Like, 2, 3?
5.
Wow. Brutal.
All right. Last matchup. Almog versus Melissa. Melissa currently projected for 80.7. Almog for 94.7. Almog needs a kicker. Melissa needs a tight end and a wide receiver. So she currently has those on the roster, but that's only going to add like 7 points to her projection, or like 12 points to her projections. Melissa's team's not good enough to be missing anyone, so the fact that she's missing players isn't going to help her cause. I'm going to pick Almog.
This feels like the closest matchup to me because I feel like...
This feels like the closest matchup to you.
Well, and all the ones we've talked about where there's kind of been bye weeks and stuff. I don't know. Almog's team just feels kind of weak right now.
True. It's not been going strong.
You know, controversially, I'm going to pick Melissa here.
All right.
I'll pick Almog here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Ouch. Come on.
I don't know. Chuba Hubbard's getting a bigger role in Carolina. I'm trying to come up with something here.
I don't know. You swap in. You got Higby. He could be fine.
Higby might get 4 points.
Yeah, that's a good tight end 4. Tight end 4 points. And then, you got some other options to play around with for, who's... You got to take a flyer on one of these players. But they're all kind of decent. Any one of them could have a decent week. So I don't know. I actually think this one seems I can convince myself the most of something good happening.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. That wraps up the week 9 matchups.
Woo! All right. And that also does conclude the pod. But Chris, give us some fun stats. You got anything for us?
Yeah. How many listeners do each of these episodes typically get?
Why are you asking? I mean, I have the analytics up. Do you really want to know?
I really want to know.
Okay, so it says our audience size over the last 7 days is 10, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
And this is the number of distinct devices that streamed any episode. So distinct devices, that's not a perfect metric. Plays per episode, our average is 12. When we have... 1,539 plays over our entire lifetime. And we have 10 Spotify followers, which is kind of weird because I don't know. Does everyone listen on Spotify? I'm not necessarily sure.
I listen on Spotify.
You okay, listen, interesting. Right?
No, I don't listen, but I follow the podcast.
Thanks for the follow.
Yeah, I'm like on Spotify.
I'm on Apple Podcasts. So here's actually an interesting thing. They just added this. Spotify impressions. And this says, this is the number of times your show or any of your episodes were shown to anyone on Spotify over the last 30 days. This number is 626, which is feels crazy high for the last 30 days. And I wonder how many poor souls have accidentally started listening to this and then be deeply confused.
Clearly only 10.
Clearly not many. But I mean, I don't even know, like, it's one of those things, 10, it's like, I don't know if 10 people in the group listen. I think it's sometimes me, never Ryan, Chris, you listened, Allmog and Nicole listened, but usually probably, I don't know if they listen separately or together, I'm not sure.
I think together.
Yeah. So, if that's Kevin the listens. Case, who listens?
Kevin definitely listens.
Kevin listens. Peter doesn't listen. Sid doesn't
Sid
listen.
Sid doesn't.
No. Flamedog 12 said $5. Eric sometimes listens. Austin listens. So I don't know. So there's clearly like a few, maybe people start on their phone, listen to finish on their laptop. I have no idea.
So I'd like to give a shout out at the end of this episode to a weekly listener who is not in our league.
Oh, I think I might know who this is.
My dad listens to every episode.
No, he doesn't, really?
Wow.
Your poor dad, he must just be like, wow, these guys.
It's in his rotation at work. He'll pull it up and listen on Spotify every week.
That's so sad.
He must have a real content drought to be listening to us. Yeah. You know what? Hey, thank you, Mr. Davey. We appreciate you.
Yeah, we appreciate
I'm happy to know. I'm happy to know we have another listener not in the league. That warms my heart. And I hope we warm your heart, too, on those hard days where you just need some
and
chair.
If you have any podcast recommendations for my dad, send him his way.
Is he going to stop listening to ours, though, if we do that? It seems like maybe.
Yeah, we need to listen. We need to listen.
Oh, probably.
He immediately drops ours. We're like, yeah, you should listen to Serial. It's really solid. And then we just don't. We go down to 9 for next week.
Yeah, he gets into a true crime hole. And.
what else does your dad listen to besides our podcast?
No idea.
No idea. You should ask. I'd love to know.
I'll ask. We can find out.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have him on or something for a little bit to pick his brain as a live audience feedback about our show.
Advertisers love to know like what other podcast people are listening to.
Yeah, you know that I want to know so I can better target our audience when I start paying for ads. I'm gonna do LinkedIn ads first. I really feel like that's our demo.
What are our ads this year? Is PD's Yard Shop still sponsoring, or have they given that up?
No, I went out of business, and we currently don't have a sponsor, so if you have any thoughts, I'd love to hear them. You know, we're really, can't keep doing this for free. You know, it's tough.
As a small audience, you can get really targeted on this.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you got 10 people who, like, if we endorse a product, like, at least 2 people are going to buy it. That's pretty good conversion. That's 10%. That's more than most podcasts could say. We have 10% conversion.
20%, Nick. 2 out of 10.
Yeah, exactly. So there we go. Huge difference there.
And you don't even need to pay. You don't even need to pay me. Give me free product, and I'll hawk it.
That's true. Yeah, anything anyone recommends. We should try and get like a. I don't listen to a lot of fantasy football podcasts, Ryan, but I assume you do. What is a normal ad on one of those podcasts?
I don't listen to any fantasy football podcasts.
Are you serious? It's shocking to me. Chris, do you?
I do, but I don't really pay attention to the ads. Usually just kind of tune them out.
That makes sense.
Also, I feel like Spotify just inserts ads. It's not like from the podcast. It's from Spotify, right?
It depends on the network. Like some places are going to have Spotify do it. Some are going to have like their podcast network do it.
I feel like most podcast ads are for other podcasts. And then it's just like trading money in circles.
Yeah, I mean, you are right. You are right. I think Spotify, you can either, like, it'll insert ads automatically. That may or may not have to do with your demo, but you can also just, like, monetize your own way. Like, if as Ryan said, right, like, I could just do an ad read and then I get paid for that ad read or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, interesting stuff. Well, Chris, thank you so much for joining. Congrats on being the league's only back-to-back reigning champion right now. Huge. Big deal. Maybe you'll go for three this year. Who knows? Early days, but also not. Ryan, as always, a pleasure. And to everyone else listening, please remember to like, rate, subscribe, wherever your podcasts. Ciao.
Ciao.
Ciao.